Good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 8th day of July 2017. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding the current corporate commercial legal structure both government and business is built upon is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. Our guide has been viewed more than 50,000 times since it was posted late 2014, and it's now in its 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more information and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Well, I heard a wonderful, wonderful interview, or really it was a talk given by John Rappaport this week, and I'm going to play some clips of it. I'll give you a little bit of information what he was talking about. First of all, if you haven't heard John Rappaport, he is an investigative journalist. He was, I believe, a standard, you know, corporate journalist, and he couldn't stand what was going on, so he went off and started his own website called No More Fake News, and he's covered a lot of information about the medical industrial complex. He's been doing that for years. He wrote a book on The Matrix, and he does really what I think is wonderful research. So I listened to this clip that I ran across on YouTube. It was from a program he did back in February. On another network, and he talked about a discovery he had made regarding psychotropic drugs in college students. Okay, he wrote an article on his website, and he really talked about that article and the information he had uncovered and put together. And if you want to read the article, I will post a link to it, but the name of the article that he put up on his blog, on his website in February 2017, is the number one mind control program at all U.S. colleges. And it was really quite amazing. And I'll tell you why it appealed to me, because I know people personally who've been caught in that situation. I have a relative who was put on Paxil when he was in college. I have a friend who's got a son who's in college struggling with this right this very moment. I was good friends of a psychologist who would refer patients to a internist that she knew whenever she felt that the patients could benefit from psychotropic drugs. They had kind of a little arrangement going on. So she'd refer her patients over to him, and this internist would be the one to write the prescriptions. I had a friend who was a psychiatrist, a good friend. He's still a psychiatrist if he hasn't retired yet. I don't know that he's doing this because I haven't really seen him since the 80s. So I'd like to think he didn't get caught up on this in this trap of prescribing these dangerous drugs to all his patients, but I don't know. I'm almost afraid to ask, really. And then when I was a court-appointed special advocate for children, one of my cases was a little boy who was 6 years old, and he was on psychotropic drugs, and they kept changing the dose. And actually what they were doing at the behest of the school is they were increasing the dose. So when I talked to him to see how he was, he never made a lot of sense to me. And at the time, I was naive. I thought these drugs were beneficial. It never occurred to me that they were the nightmare that they are. So I'm going to kind of go through this again. I've done one show on psychotropic drugs earlier this year, but in case you missed it, in case you're not familiar with the topic, it's so important, and so many people are being harmed with this. It's just, it's truly, truly tragic, and it's affecting our entire country and the future of our children, our future of the young adults. I mean, it is truly horrific, and I'm going to play two separate clips that John did on that program where he was discussing his article that he had written about mind control in U.S. colleges. So could we listen to the first one, Sam?
From the National Alliance on Mental Illness comes this statistic. In 1 year, 25% of all college students in the U.S. have either been diagnosed with a mental disorder or treated for a mental disorder. One out of four across the U.S. in colleges, all colleges. Let that sink in for a second, okay? Let us observe a microsecond of silence on that one. In other words, these colleges and universities have been turned into psychiatric clinics. Let's face it. I mean, come on. That's the story. That's the underlying story. Whether it's a diagnosis of ADHD or clinical depression or bipolar or, you know, whatever it is. And the treatment with highly, highly active toxic drugs. So what does that do? That creates a complete culture of victimhood. I don't care what Hillary Clinton advocates or, you know, who cares. These kids now can have a right to consider themselves victims. Well, I have a problem. And so what's the next step? Well, this explains why I have a problem, because I have a mental disorder. Okay, wow, there we go. I'm off the hook. Problem studying, don't know who to date or how to introduce myself to somebody or get along, sociability at college, you know, kid doesn't know what to do, all of this. Suddenly, got the answer. because he had these problems, and he wandered into the clinic or the infirmary or whatever in the first place, and then all of a sudden, before he knew it, oh, well, and so forth, we ask you a few questions. Yes, we'd like you to see a psychiatrist or a psychologist. He's got a diagnosis. She's got a diagnosis. Now the victim card is right there. You can play it any time you want to. Well, I couldn't turn in the assignment. No, the dog didn't eat my homework. I have a mental disorder. Huh? Okay, wow. Hands off. 25%. Get that through your skull. Of all students at U.S. colleges. Now, with that underlying framework, you see, how easy is it to step from there into a student or students getting together and saying, you know, there are certain things that are going on in the environment here that are upsetting us, that are triggering us. Get it? Because, well, we already have a mental disorder, you see, so we're a little bit off. Chemical imbalance in the brain, whatever, whatever, whatever. There you have it. Now we have a right to begin talking this crazy language, and we need a safe space in a room, and the teachers and staff have to attend to us, and we can regress back into being children because we've already been diagnosed by a mental health professional as having a mental disorder. I hope you really get this, because this is a key to understanding what is going on, not only going on at U.S. colleges and universities, but what is eating out the country from the inside. The profession of psychiatry. And I'm going to break all that down for you, chapter and verse, in this investigative report. But you've got the headline and the top paragraph now. Now you can see how this whole business came about. And how, of course, it's destroying the country, because if the majority of the best and the brightest attending colleges and universities, 25% of them already at such a young age are being diagnosed with a mental disorder and drugged with highly toxic brain scrambling drugs, naturally, some bizarre things are going to come up out of the hopper, such as, I'm triggered, I'm triggered, I'm triggered, I'm triggered. I need to save space. That was a microaggression. He wore a Halloween costume. I'm going psychotic. You bet. And the drugs themselves create a distorted perception of reality. Keep that in mind. So that some of these reactions that you're seeing from college students that you scratch your head about and just can't figure out are coming from the drugs. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting a little worked up about this. I've been on this case for 20 years now. 20 years. If you go to the Psychiatric Bible, and there is a thing called the Psychiatric Bible, its official name is the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, published by the American Psychiatric Association and updated every few years, you will find that there is a list and a description of roughly, ready, 300 separate and distinct mental disorders by name. Oppositional defiance disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, clinical depression, etc., etc. The ones you know about, and obviously the vast majority you've never heard of. 300. Okay? Now, here's the revelation. There is no, and listen carefully here, every word is important. There is no defining physical diagnostic test of any kind for any of those 300 so-called mental disorders. Not a blood test, not a hair test, not a saliva test, not a urine test, not a brain scan, not a genetic assay, nothing. Zero, zilch, nada, nothing. This, in fact, is an open secret in the psychiatric community. They understand this. So it would be like you going into the doctor and he says, you know, you've got cancer. Yeah, I think you've got cancer. You going to run any tests? No, well, we don't actually have any tests. But from what you say and looking at you, I would say that you've got cancer. And it's now time, you know, we could start in an hour on some heavy rounds of chemotherapy. Okay. Which, of course, will stop the reproduction of all your cells, and we hope it'll kill the tumors before it kills you. Yeah, but you haven't run any tests. Well, we don't really have any tests. It would be like that. Only instead, you're in the psychiatrist's office. Stay tuned after the break. Right back. John Rappaport back talking about the number one mind control program at U.S. colleges. So you've got these 300 so-called mental disorders that are listed in the psychiatric Bible, and there's no diagnostic test whatsoever for any of them that defines any of the so-called disorders, and that means that a psychiatrist can diagnose you, your child, a student at a college with anything that he wants to, and then comes the hammer. The hammer is the drugs. And in case you're thinking of trying to worm out of my argument here and say, well, but we know that all these mental disorders are chemical imbalances in the brain, false. No, wrong, absolutely wrong, because first of all, there is no baseline normal test for what a normal baseline chemical balance in the brain is. And I have documented through an admission by Dr. Ronald Pies, who is, you know, one of these erudite psychiatrists with, you know, a resume this long, retired now, emeritus, editor, and so on, who said, oh, no, the chemical imbalance theory of mental illness was always an urban myth. Quote, always an urban myth. So that doesn't even hold up. So all these college students, and everybody really, are completely at the mercy of these psychiatrists who will say, well, you've got this disorder, that disorder, and now comes the drugs. Oh, the antidepressants, Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, and so forth. In my article, which is up now at InfoWars, number one mind control program at U.S. colleges, you can see the effects of these drugs as cited in study after study after study, and their influence, how they push people over the edge into committing violence. And when I say violence, yes, could be throwing a rock through a window, but it could also be murder, could also be mass murder, could also be suicide. We're talking serious stuff here as a result of these SSRI, as they're called, antidepressants. And that's just one class of drug. There are others called major tranquilizers or neuroleptics, the first of which was Thorazine. We all remember that one. And we've got others like Haldol, and we've got others like Risperdal. And what are they? They are creating motor brain damage. What does that mean? That means that your ability to move and function physiologically as a human being is damaged by these drugs. The great reference on this is Peter Bregan's book, Toxic Psychiatry, 1991, St. Martin's Press, which should be on every bookshelf. So here you go. U.S. colleges. Mind control. Psychiatry is basically a mind control operation.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter. Helps lower blood pressure. Helps to make you feel calm all day long and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and we're talking about a wonderful investigative report that John Rappaport put together. It's on his website. I am going to post a link on the IDH program links page. If you're new to that, we have a tab at the top of anticorruptionsociety.com. Then it's pretty close to the bottom right of all those little tabs. It says IDH program links. And that's where I put links to some of the material that we talk about on the show. So I will be putting a link to his article. So for those who want to read it, you can read the full article. He did a really good job. What can I say? Okay, let's continue on with John Rappaport talking about his discovery of what is going on college campuses.
I want to read you a short passage from Peter Bregan's 1991 book, Toxic Psychiatry. This is a revelation, okay? I'm going to excerpt this a little bit. Pseudonym. Roberta was a college student, getting good grades, mostly A's, When she first became depressed and sought psychiatric help at the recommendation of her university health service, right? Talk about Agenda 21. She was 18 at the time, bright and well-motivated, very good candidate, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Going through a sophomore year identity crisis about dating men, succeeding in school, planning a future. Okay. Instead of moral support and insight, her doctor gave her Haldol. That's an antipsychotic. That is a neuroleptic, a major tranquilizer. Those are all names for that class of drugs. Over the next 4 years, get this now, listen. Six different physicians watched her deteriorate neurologically without warning her or her family about tardive dyskinesia, motor brain damage, and without making the diagnosis. Even when she was overtly twitching in her arms and legs. Instead, they switched her from one neuroleptic to another, including Nuvane, Stelazine, and Thorazine. Eventually, a rehabilitation therapist became concerned enough to send her to a general physician who made the diagnosis of medical drug damage. By then, she was permanently physically disabled with a loss of 30% of her IQ. And then Bregan says, my medical evaluation described her condition. Grossly disfigured and severely disabled human being who can no longer control her body. She suffers from extreme writhing movements and spasms involving the face, neck, head, shoulders, limbs, extremities, torso, and back, nearly the entire body. She has had difficulty standing, sitting, or lying down, and the difficulties worsen as she attempts to carry out voluntary actions. At one point, she could not prevent her head from banging against nearby furniture. She could hold a lip to her cup only with great difficulty, etc., etc. Even her respiratory movements are seriously afflicted so that her speech comes out in grunts and gasps amidst spasms. Roberta may improve somewhat after several months off the neuroleptic drugs, but she will never again have anything remotely resembling a normal life. Yeah, okay. Get it? Get it? Now, Bregan warns, and I want you to make sure you understand, withdrawing rapidly from any psychiatric drug can be worse than taking the drug. We're talking about very dangerous and even life-threatening problems. So this is in no way a recommendation to anybody who may be on one of these drugs to just get off of it. Bregan.com, Bregin.com is the website of Peter Bregan. He's written a book about withdrawing from psychiatric drugs. He recommends it be done by a professional who knows what he's doing, etc. Okay. So I think you're probably getting the message now in this investigative report on the number one mind control program at colleges. You'll see in the article that I wrote about this up at InfoWars and also at No More Fake News, that even drugs like Ritalin can have fantastically dangerous effects. Psychotic breaks, aggressive, violent behavior. And think about this. This so-called, you know, oh, ADHD, everybody's getting it. Get diagnosed. Get the drug. Sure. The drugs are very, very closely related to amphetamines. They are amphetamine-type drugs. The boys at InfoWars now have it up on the screen. Some of the effects of Ritalin, paranoid delusions, paranoid psychosis, visual hallucinations, auditory hallucinations, can surpass LSD in producing bizarre experiences. Extreme withdrawal, started screaming, aggressiveness, insomnia.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Decreased REM sleep, on and on and on. Hypertension, seizures, convulsions. Everybody knows, who's familiar with amphetamine-type drugs, that if you take them for a certain length of time, after the initial wow wears off, like, boy, I've got increased clarity, this is terrific, I can study, and so on and so on, an evening out occurs, a crash occurs in many people. They crash. A speed crash is what they used to call it on the street. Now the person is in fantastically bad shape. huddling in a corner. So consider a child in that situation, or a college student. Back to the psychiatrist. What does the psychiatrist say? Well, from what you're saying here, it's obvious to me that you are really suffering from clinical depression now. Really, doctor? Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm assuming that's related to the drug that you gave me for ADHD. Of course not. No. Where did you get that idea? There couldn't be any relationship to the drug for ADHD. No, this is the emergence of a new condition, clinical depression, and so I'm going to put you on Zoloft. And now the circus moves into phase two. The brain-destroying, mind-destroying circus moves into phase two. Because now what we're talking about here is the person, the child, the student, is in the system. And I'll give you a potential phase three. Ritalin, SSRI antidepressant, up, down, up, down, back to the psychiatrist. Well, says the psychiatrist in his jolly frame of mind, what I'm now seeing actually coming out behind all of this is bipolar. That's what's going on here, bipolar. The up and the down, what we used to call manic depression. You have your ups and you have your downs. You sure, doctor, that this is not connected to any of the drugs I've been taking? Because it really seems like it is. Listen, I'm the professional here. Where did you get such an idea? You must have been reading some crazy stuff somewhere. We're talking about mental disorders and the medicines used to treat them here. I'm the pro. So now we get into valproate and we get into Depakote. These are much heavier drugs with much heavier potential effects. And the circus goes on. And as I read you that excerpt from Toxic Psychiatry about the student named Roberta, this could very well be the outcome. And if it's not the outcome, you've got kids at colleges going all over the place, doing all kinds of bizarre things. So I think now we need to find out how many people in Congress are on psychiatric drugs after watching that. I think that's the next step, because sure not making any sense. We are nearing the end of this hour. Takeaways. The number one mind control program at U.S. colleges is psychiatry. 25% of all college students in the U.S. have either been diagnosed or treated for mental disorder. This explains the microaggression thing and the triggering thing and the home thing, safe space and all of that. It's a combination of I'm a victim, so I can just be victimized by anything. It's a new world. I've got a new role to play in the grand scheme. And it's the effects of the psychiatric drugs, scrambling brain chemistry, that make kids do and say the strangest things as they're developing brain damage, as they're developing brain damage. Not kidding around here, folks. It's chemical warfare. It is sustained year by year, generation by generation now, with psychiatry holding a kind of virtual monopoly backed up by the federal government on mental health. That's where we're at. And this has to be thrown over. Thrown over. Thanks, John Rappaport here. See you next time.
I think that was very sobering, and I don't think it exaggerated, because I do know people who have experienced something almost exactly like you described. One of the nice things about supporting RBN is that the archives are free. And if you're a new listener to this show, you probably don't know that we did two shows earlier this year on this topic, trying to, you know, raise the red flag, alert the public, get people to share this information. We don't need any more victims. We need to try to reach out to the ones we've got and see if we can help them. But RBN has free archives, and I'm going to tell you when we talked about this, all of the hosts on RBN have archives that are free. So anytime you want to sit back and listen to something new, something that you haven't heard before, something that you're really interested in, you can go to any program that is on the RBN program schedule and click on the archives and see what the host has talked about throughout the year or even longer. We did one on March 25th called The Schemes of Big Pharma to Convince Us We're Nuts. And there's a link there to a documentary that was so important. We played clips from that as well. And the documentary is called Making a Killing, The Untold Story of Psychotropic Drugs. We did another one that's in the archives in June. And we've kind of featured the wonderful Dr. Peter Gotcha, who was the co-founder of the Cochrane Collaboration, which is the world's most prestigious, okay, review group. They review all kinds of medical devices and medical treatments, and they have no conflict of interest. That's why they are considered the number one most reliable place for information about medical treatments and pharmaceuticals. On June 3rd, we did a program that was titled Big Pharma Pushes Psychotropic Drugs. And we featured Dr. Peter Gotcha, and his YouTube is called Dr. Peter Gotcha, Overdiagnosed and Overmedicated. His last name, you'd never guess how it's spelt. I think he's from the Netherlands. It's G-O-T-Z-S-C-H-E, G-O-T-Z-S-C-H-E, Overdiagnosed and Overmedicated. Between those two shows that we played the clips from those documentaries, it was exposed that these psychiatrists are taking money to give lectures, write articles, buy Big Pharma. Big Pharma hires them. They go around, these psychiatrists go around to medical education conferences, and they attend those. They're invited to talk to both internal medicine physicians and general practitioners. They are considered our primary care physicians. And the whole idea was to get the primary care physician to order psychotropic drugs. So obviously somebody's getting paid to do this, to pollute and contaminate the thinking of our primary care physicians. And I just happened to run into another website that piqued my attention this week called ProPublica, ProPublica.org. Okay, projects at ProPublica.org. They have a project that they're doing when you go to their website that is called Dollars for Docs, which fits right into what we're talking about. And I'll read to you what it says when you click on the Dollars for Docs page. It says, pharmaceutical and medical device companies are now required by law to release details of their payment to teaching hospitals for promotional talks, research, and consulting, among other categories. They are also obligated to release the details of the payments made to physicians, specific physicians, for promotional talks, research, and consulting. So I decided, well, geez, that's kind of really neat. I went to that website, and if you have a PhD psychologist, they might be listed there. If you are seeing a psychiatrist, most certainly, if they're accepting money, they will be listed there. And you can go and see how much money they have been accepting. Now, I couldn't resist, so I went there and I looked at the physicians that my close family relatives saw this last 6 months. And I was dismayed to learn how much money these physicians have taken either from Big Pharma or from device companies. Okay. The one physician who is an electrophysiologist, okay, he accepted in a 2-year period, and I think this is from like the middle of 2013 to the middle of 2015 is the figures that they have posted. And when you go to the site, it explains what period of time their data, okay, covers. So it's a 2-year period of time. It's up there. You type in the name of your physician in your state, and then you hit the search button, and all of the physicians with that last name will show up, and you can find the one that is yours, the one that you saw. Well, the electrophysiologist that my relative saw accepted $23,323 in the last 2 years. The vascular guy that my relative saw, okay, accepted $65,211 in that period of 2013 to 2015. Now, this is not chump change. If you see that your doctor is accepting $65,000 from either the Big Pharma or the device company, you cannot, in all good conscience, think that there's not a conflict of interest there. I mean, this is outrageous. The list that I checked on, all the doctors that were involved had indeed accepted money. There was no exception. One of them, who I like, however, only accepted $54. So he's still, in my mind, a good guy. But the other ones all were over $1,000, and it was $2,865, $7,500, $1,070, $8,000, $3,000, and then, of course, the $65,000. So we've got a big problem. John didn't talk about that, but I don't know that John has watched this. I just found out about it. Apparently, one of the good things that Obamacare did, and could be the only good thing, was it required these drug companies to report the money they're giving physicians and medical schools or teaching hospitals. So I looked at Ohio, and the number one teaching hospital in Ohio that won the jackpot, several million dollars, quite a few million actually, was Cleveland Clinic. So we got money flying around everywhere from both the device companies trying to get their products in these hospitals and Big Pharma promoting their drugs. It is really time to buyer beware. We can no longer make any presumptions that when we go to a physician or if we end up in a hospital that we are their number one priority, that they are looking out for our best interests, because there's too much money floating around in the system, and you have to protect yourself. I'm sorry to say this. It's gotten worse over the last 30 years. I don't see any sign that it's going to stop. The war that's going to be fought against this deadly medical system is going to have to be fought by us, because they're all on the take. You know, they're not going to give it up. The only way they're going to give it up is if they start losing patients. So I suggest everybody, if you've got a doctor, if you see a doctor, go to that website. You can just actually type in dollars for docs and see if your physician's on that list. I'm just considering what my family member should say, but you could certainly use this information should you get in a conflict and the physician wants you to take a drug that has so many side effects, you're quite concerned and really don't want it. I could see where you could gently bring in, well, wait a minute, you're promoting this drug. And I saw on the web that you've accepted $65,000 from somebody. Are you promoting this drug because they're paying you to promote this drug? That's not true, is it? I mean, I'm sure you could think of a diplomatic way to interject that, but somehow we need to get the message to these doctors that we know they are on the take. We've got the proof. You can print out the page. You can hand it to him. This is all public information, and it is not a secret. They should be ashamed. But as long as the people don't know that this information is there, and we're not throwing it back in their face with a smile on our face, it will go on. It will go on and on. Not until they see something, a punishment, a loss of patience, a loss of prestige, something. It's going to take something pretty radical to get them to stop, because they now are used to the money and they want to continue the flow of money. So we will take callers if anyone wants to call in. Let me give you the number. Believe it or not, I don't have it memorized. It is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Be back soon.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about how psychiatrists are destroying our society I think John Rappaport, the clip of his talk that he gave, his report that he gave, really did a good job of explaining how much damage and destruction this is causing society. He used the phrase, now you're in the system, and he didn't elaborate on that. I don't think it's because he doesn't understand what that means. I think he was just focused on really revealing the problem. But once you're in the system, and we know this because we just got done, our family just got done dealing with the medical complex and hospitals and offices and how they deal with these electronic records. So these students that take these medications, and whether or not they have problems, that information is going to stay in their file. Now these colleges and these doctors are all moving into electronic medical records if they haven't done so already. So from the point that they accept these drugs, if they get off of them without difficulty, and I absolutely agree that he said you have to find a way to get off the drug. You can't just quit cold turkey. He did give a suggestion. There are other suggestions I'm sure you can locate online if you are one or know someone who is on these drugs and is trying to free themselves from this horrific hamster wheel of descent into half a life, basically. So if you're one who's trying to get off of them, I applaud you. I hope everyone who's listening, who's on them, is going to do the same thing. There is going to be some difficulty with the fact that it's now recorded on your record. He talked about you're now in the system, and indeed you are in the system, particularly if there's insurance involved. If whoever you're seeing is a university setting, they are notoriously on the electronic record system. They will have in their records the diagnosis that this shrink gave, or this, it could be an internist, it could be a family practitioner. They will have the diagnosis in the records, as well as the medication and the dosage. They'll know how long, they'll know when they started, if they've changed from one drug to another, and it will be recorded as if one drug wasn't doing enough, so they're bringing in another drug. Now, when the student graduates and wants to either go into a graduate program or goes out to get a job, this is going to be in their record. This is truly horrific, and it's not by accident. So think about that, people. Now we've got these students graduating. If they manage to save themselves from the bad effects of the drugs they took foolishly because they believed their physician, now they've got to figure out what to do with the aftermath. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.